Hello again and welcome back. You're still listening to Center Stage on kpcradio.com. The time is 10:22 a.m. We're keeping the party going. We have a new artist in here at this time. My next guest, her name is Maureen Toth. She just released a new album entitled Cut Flowers, which has been described as a profoundly moving journey that richly examines the subtleties of the human condition and the state of the world, including loyalty, determination, idealism, and force of spirit. So I think it's fair to say we're all a little bit excited to hear what that means.
Fair enough.
And on top of being a singer and songwriter, Maureen also owns and runs her own talent agency, which is Eastern Talent, based here in Los Angeles. And they cover a couple of different areas of representation. And here to tell us all about all of that and a little bit about herself is Maureen Toth. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for being here. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I totally appreciate it.
Absolutely. This has kind of been a long time in the making. We meant to have you in last season and we just couldn't put it together. And I'm sorry about that, but we're here now.
It happens. It's A-okay.
And you have a couple of other gentlemen in here with you.
You
want to introduce them really quick?
Absolutely. The venerable Carlos Calvo on guitar and vocals, and the amazing Mark Slutsky on drums.
How you doing?
Very good. Thank you guys both for being here as well. I don't think we've ever had someone play percussion in the studio before.
Oh, first.
And the last time Carlos was here, we had another first because he put in a pretty huge rig and just kind of blew all of our minds. Something I didn't even know was possible, but you know what? I'm kind of, thanks to you guys, I'm kind of being like the innovator at the station now, which is pretty cool.
You get light years ahead.
I don't know about light years, maybe a day or two. But anyway, so before we get going, it's really great to meet all of you, first of all. And Carlos, it's great to see you again. Before we get going, tell me a little bit about yourself, a little bit of a background, Maureen.
Let's see. I started singing really young. I always loved it. I didn't start taking lessons or thinking about doing that until probably into college. But I went to college in Boston, spent a little time in theater school in New York, and then I moved out to the West Coast. And I've just been slowly but surely over time recording and singing and really having as much fun as I can with music. And I love it. I love writing and playing. You know, I'm much more of a singer and a writer, and then I get good musicians to help me out with the rest. So that's what these guys are doing here, which is, you know, I'm eternally grateful for.
Well, it's not a bad way to go.
Yeah,
I mean, I can vouch for Carlos. I know he put some really great stuff together. So
oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm excited to hear everything that's going to be coming out and looking forward to you guys working together. And I'm sure we're going to get to know a little bit more about you as we go along here.
Absolutely.
So you said that you studied in Boston?
Yeah, I went to college at Boston University, and then theater school in New York, and then to California to see what California
see
was
what
all
we're
about.
All about. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And how do you like it out here?
I love it. It's my home now. You know, I've been here a long time, and I feel really centered in California. I spent a lot of time in San Francisco for maybe about 10 years or so, and then I came down to the Los Angeles area. And yeah, I go back to visit the East Coast, and it's cool there for different reasons, but this is now home, and I really, really love it here.
Well, we're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about this album. It came out on February 19th of this year, correct?
That's right.
And it's entitled Cut Flowers, and all of the descriptions and reviews that we've had from the album so far, at least that I've been able to get my hands on, more or less say it's an extremely special album with mesmerizingly moving tracks. And having listened to a couple of them, I mean, I can vouch for that. I mean, I kind of went somewhere else while listening to your music, which is a cool thing.
That's cool. Thank you.
So what was the process like of writing this album? How long in the making was it?
Well, probably a few years. A few years on and off. You know, sometimes you start a song, then you put it away for a while, and you pick it back up, and you go, oh, yeah, that's actually the bridge for that song, you know? So I would say over time, maybe a few years, and, you know, and then, of course, once you've got the songs and you're playing them for a while, recording them is a whole different thing, and you want to get great people like producer Fantastico Carlos Calvo to help you put them together well and get them out into the world in a way that is hopefully reflective of your vision. And I had another producer, Jim McGorman, who was great as well in the process. And this was a very, each song sort of has most of them are political, I would say, not all of them, but most of them are political in bent. And, I'm sure every artist at different times in their lives is thinking about different things, and that's reflected in their art. And so that's...
Yeah, that was going to kind of be my follow-up, was what really inspired putting this album together?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, like, the first song we're going to play you is actually the first song on the album, too. It's called Apocalypse, and it is just about... The positive spin of the song, with a scary title, is about raising awareness so that we do more for, our home, the planet Earth, before it's too late. And so that is what that song is about. It's really, about the environment and protecting it and being aware of what is, what we're doing and what we need to change in order to hopefully continue to live well. And so that's what that one is about. And and the second song that we'll play for you tonight was actually I wrote it on the heels of the tragedy in Paris, and that was the shootings there were really sad, and I had to process that information, and I did it with a song. So it's a kind of the album is a little bit the state of the world reflecting in my thoughts and how I would, how I put together those songs. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And you work with kind of like a myriad of people when you're putting this album together. I mean, who were some of the people other than these fine gentlemen in the room with you that you've been working with and putting the album together?
Thank you for asking. So Mark did, I think, every drum track on the album, and Carlos did producing of a number of songs, and Jim McGorman was the other producer, and he had a couple of people come in and play on some of the earlier songs. So there were a group of people, but I would say Mark, Carlos, and Jim were the most instrumental in helping put the album together in the most profound way, and so I'm indebted to them all. Yeah.
Well, it's good that it was a good experience. I know some people can kind of get pretty touchy when it comes to their material. They don't like other people, so to speak, breathing on it.
Yeah.
And doing things with it. But it sounds like you're having a good time with all these people.
Yeah.
And I've spent some time with the music, and it all is amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, it's so... recording is such a unique thing, and it can be so different than playing something live. And, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not so good. But I think... what I've found over time, and I assume that I probably will continue to find this out, is that often songs take on a life of their own. And
sure.
I think, it's not that you don't want your vision in the song, but you also want to give it breathing room because it has its own agenda in some ways, And I think when you're flexible about that, you really some interesting and fabulous things can happen. And so I try to have a little bit of both, like a vision for it, but also some flexibility in how it turns out, because such great musicians are involved in the making of it, better musicians than myself. So, I just want everyone to have the input that feels right to them and see how it comes out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
So you guys are all set up and ready to go. You want to play one for us real quick?
Sure. We're going to play Apocalypse. And again, this was the first song on the album. And,
gets off to a happy start.
Gets
right?
off to a happy start, exactly.
A happy start with a scary name.
Exactly.
It
kind of is that, really. That's true. So.
All right. Take it away.
Oops. Move that out of the way.
See if we can. There you go.
Thank you. Oops. Oh. Let's try that again. Just wires. Maybe there.
There we go.
It's a lullaby, it's a turning around. It's a lullaby, cause we're all going down. It's a lullaby, cause we're sleeping too sound. It's a lullaby, branches broke on the crown. Hang on, can you choose to be kind? Hang on, can you just change your mind? Can you do it in time, time, time? steward or shall. It's a lullaby. It's a turning around. It's a lullaby. Or we're all going down.
Well, that's fantastic.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bum everybody out. No, no, it's only about what might happen, not about what will happen.
Well, I think after just one song, we can all kind of agree with what I said earlier, mesmerizing and just beautiful music.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And these guys are awesome, Carlos and Mark. Amazing.
Thank you, guys. You guys are all amazing.
It's easy to play great tunes, Thorpe.
Oh,
great tunes.
It's a kind gentleman.
It all goes very well.
So I want to touch a little bit also on your day-to-day.
Sure.
Which is your talent agency.
Yes.
It's, what is it?
Eastern Talent.
Eastern Talent, thank you.
Yeah.
Which is based here in L.A., but do you also have an office out in New York?
That's true. We have an office in New York and an office here, and we represent below-the-line department heads for film and television. So they're the sort of the unsung artists normally on film and TV, the production designers, costume designers, editors, directors of photography, and a couple of other categories that all help to create the vision of whatever film or TV show you're seeing.
Any chance you're going to break into radio anytime soon? Because I could use some representation.
Right. Good representation's hard to find. Yeah, you know, probably not, but so it's a really, in some ways it's very different, but in other ways, really it's representing creative people.
Sure.
And that's sort of what it boils down to. And I understand that because I try to do that myself. So, you know, I really know what they're going through as artists and wanting to excel at what they do and get better gigs as they go and make a living and all of those important things that help you to really be able to be creative and survive in the world, you know.
And how long has the business been up and running, I guess?
I think it's been 16 years, maybe
wow.
15, something like that, around that time. So it's been a long time.
And you manage not just, you know, running a business and all of that, but you still have find time to do your own thing and play music and put an album together. I mean, I'm kind of awestruck by that. I mean, I consider myself lucky to get live on the air some days.
We all have the same struggle, right? Is finding the time to do the things that matter, right? It's hard to carve it out, for sure. Sometimes I'm better at it than others. You know, I've gone months without, you know, paying attention to my music, and then suddenly I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't feel well. What's going on? And I remember, that's right, I need to do this creative thing so that I can balance out the other side of my brain a bit, because it's really, you know, not that agenting isn't creative in some ways, because it certainly is, but it's definitely way more cerebral. And then music is cerebral too, but way more creative. And so the two together really married helped me to be better, I think, at both in a way.
Sure, I can.
But the balance is hard. You know, sometimes one consumes the other and you're like, oh, man, I wish I could do this better. But you just keep doing it, you know, keep trying, I guess.
Well, it's very admirable that you're able to balance it all. I mean, that impresses me beyond belief. I mean, I can't even tell you.
That's like very nice of you to say. I'll try to internalize your feeling proud of me, because I often don't have that.
So what are some of the major products that or projects rather that you guys have been attached to through the talent agency?
Well,
just to name a few.
Sure. I mean, we have a costume designer on The Walking Dead currently. We had an amazing client on Breaking Bad for the whole run of the show, which was a fantastic experience. We had a number of people on Mad Men back in the day. We have a...
So far, all of my favorite TV shows,
really
by the way.
Really good projects, yeah. I know, no, they're great projects. We have a number of people who just finished up on Vampire Diaries for many years. We have a production designer who's doing Insecure for HBO currently. Yeah, really great projects. I have an editor making a film with Alexander Payne. He always works with him. I feel very lucky to have amazing clients, not only in their talent, but also in their personhood. And I'm really, you know, I'm grateful for that.
So, and you kind of touched on this already, but I want to ask you again. I mean, do you think that owning or running, you know, your talent agency helps you as an artist, like in terms of being able to meet a lot of cool people? I mean, I know they're kind of not directly associated because you're mostly with film, but I'm sure you probably meet some other people along the way.
Yeah, I mean, they do dovetail sometimes. I mean, certainly the skills are great one for the other. I think it's really useful to have the skills I have as an agent to help me in music and vice versa. But sometimes they do directly relate. Like, for instance, this editor that I mentioned, his name is Kevin Tent. He's amazing, and he directed a film last year. And he used one of my songs in a short clip. And that was such a thrill for me. I haven't seen it. The film hasn't been released yet, so I haven't seen it yet. And, you know, it's probably just a number of seconds, but to me it's such a huge deal to be able to, you know, have something on screen musically. Is it's a thrill for me. So when those things happen, it's really amazing. And that is just one example, but yeah, they really relate in good ways, and I think mostly it informs what I know my artists are feeling and going through when they're trying to, you know, maintain and do their craft. That's the big thing.
And we're going to come back to the music now. So
yeah.
Are you guys going to be touring for this album that's out, or just kind of playing some shows here locally?
Yeah, we've been playing locally. We did, we've been playing locally, and I think that that's probably what we'll do for the time being. But I would never rule out a tour. It would just have to be, you know, the timing would have to be right. And these two gentlemen, one just had a baby.
Congratulations.
And one is having a baby shortly, so.
That's right.
Well, my wife is.
Yes, well, that's what I meant. I think most people probably knew that's what I meant. But
And are these guys going to be playing with you for all of your shows that you're going to be doing?
Only if I can rope them down and convince them to do it, you know. I hope to God is my answer to that.
Bring the changing table.
Yes.
We're in.
Whatever it takes, babies on board, man. I would love it. I would love it.
Well, I mean, if need be, you guys could just kind of play a show at Babies R Us or something. You guys would be ready to go.
For sure. Hey, you know, the music, there was a lot of lullabies in the last song. So, you know, it does, it could work. I'm just saying. It could work.
So we have a few more minutes. You want to play another one for us?
Yeah, thank you. We're going to play, this one is called Fundamental. Carlos and I co-wrote the song. And, it is... It's not on the album, actually. This one's a new one.
This
will be on the next album. So you've got a peek.
Single.
A peek at the next single. Yeah. So.
All right, take it away whenever you're ready.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Take them to the river, lay them in the water, wash away the madness once and for all. A false desire, set a lonely soul on fire. You think you're climbing higher, and then you fall. Thank you. on the sacred land, begging people, please reach out your take away. It's elemental, it's fundamental.
Another absolutely amazing track. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much for having us.
I had a couple of more questions, but we're running a little bit short on time. But I would love to have all of you guys back in to do a follow-up.
We would love to.
You guys are definitely a very well-put-together trio. I mean, this is one of the best times I've had in the studio for sure.
You're very kind.
Carlos, it's always a pleasure having you in, brother. Hopefully I'll get to see you again soon. Mark, it's really great to meet you. Congratulations on the baby, both of you.
Thanks.
Amazing.
All right, so really quick before we sign off, Maureen's on social media. She's on Facebook and Twitter, and she has her own website and, of course, the talent agency. So you want to give me some plugs for all those places before
and
we go?
Sure.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. MaureenToth.com is the website. And obviously on Facebook. And, Twitter, I can't even remember what the handle is, honestly. Rob would probably know. I can't remember. But I thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
And, really appreciate it. The album, again, is Cut Flowers. And if you get a chance to listen, I hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. And we will be playing some most of those tracks here on the radio station. So please keep an ear out for it. Guys, again, thank you so much for being here. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Thorpe.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Awesome.
My name's Thorpe. You're listening to Center Stage. We are signing off. Have a good one, guys.